StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by former Buena Vista men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften. I can't believe I'm saying that, VH, but it's a fact. After 22 years as head coach, you have decided to resign, and you will take over at the Dort men's basketball program and be their head coach starting on Monday. VH, your thought process behind this, and I know it had to be extremely difficult for you and Barb and your family. Tell us a little bit about this situation.
Well, I don't know. It's a sad day, really, for both Barb and I. I mean, we're excited about the move, but it's sad at the same time. We've got a lot of great friends at Buena Vista, and but for me, you know, I'm 52 years old. I got about 12 to 15 years left, and I just really felt like for myself, I just wanted a little rejuvenation, one last move, be able to be in a situation where, you know, you have a scholarship to give. And, you know, it's my wife's hometown. She got three brothers, and her family's lived there. Her dad still lives there. And if there's ever a job that would work for me, besides Buena Vista, this is probably one of the very few that would. And so we're excited about the move, and those are probably some of the reasons why it is going to work out.
Well, you moved to a GPAC conference that I think all of us know here in Northwest Iowa is a very competitive league.
Yeah, they are. You know, in the national tournament this year, the GPAC got four teams into the national tournament. There was only one other conference in the country that got four teams in that tournament, and that was, you know, I had no idea where they are, but I think it's in Indiana somewhere. So it's one of the best leagues in the country, and it'll be fun to be in that league and compete against those coaches.
Had to be difficult for you today when you broke the news to your players Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that was no fun. That's always the worst part of it, just because, you know, I have no problems telling Jack and Josh, you know, Jack Denholm and Josh Merchant, you know, our president and AD. Obviously, I do a little bit, but we had great conversations about things. And, you know, I had trouble telling Steve Eady and Mandy Berneking and a couple of the other coaches. But, yeah, there's nothing worse than telling your players. You know, some tears were shed there. And, you know, in some ways you feel like you're abandoning them a little bit. But they know I love them, and I'll always be there for them. And there's never a good time to leave anywhere.
Brian, you talk about great conversations. You and I have had several over the years. One I always enjoyed was when we would pick our BV Coach Van Haften's first team all time. You know, your top five, your second team, your third team. I mean, you have coached so many players. You won more than 400 games, 22 seasons as head coach, 2 years prior to that under the former great Hawkeye legend Dave Gunther. I mean, a quarter century plus half your life on the campus of Buena Vista.
Yeah, it's been special. It really has. And I've enjoyed it so much. It's been so good to me. I was asked yesterday about what kinds of things would you do different if you could do it all over again. And I couldn't come up with anything. I mean, sure, we want to win a couple more games and that kind of thing. But overall, I mean, man, we had fun. I mean, just a lot of fun on the floor, the trips, the national tournament appearances, the big games that we played in, the big wins that we got. Man, they're special. And, you know, former players, they're so special. And former assistants and president assistants, they're just so special. And you know, so you're going to miss those kinds of things. Even just like you and me, Chris, you know, we played quite a few rounds of golf in the summer together. I mean, I'm sure we'll still do that from time to time, but it's just never going to be quite the same, and, you know, for that we're sad about it, but, yeah, we're excited. Barb and I are excited about this. Our kids are out of the house now. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen. It's got to happen now, but, yeah, there's no doubt, man. Buena Vista's been a special place. Storm Lake's been a special place. I mean, I enjoyed my time at St. Mary's, too, and always have a big spot in my heart.
Well, Brian, maybe you've said everything you wanted to. I was just going to say this might be our last conversation on air. You never know, but is there anything else you would like to you know, say to the Storm Lake community, surrounding area, Buena Vista University community, Beavers fans, you know, what might that be?
Yeah. You know what, I just want to thank everybody for their support. I mean, Buena Vista has always had the biggest crowd in the Iowa Conference, and our community members really supported it, and it was great. We had great student sections through the years, and it's been so much fun. And, yeah, just want to live with no regrets, and really that's what it's about, just having so much fun together. And had so many friends like you, yourself, and you know, all the other people I've come across through the years. And I'm going to miss all of you. And but I won't be far away. And if you ever get up to Sioux Center, there's always a place for you.
Brian Van Haften, it's been a great ride for you and I from 1993 in your St. Mary's Baseball State Championship and my first year on the job when you were the Panther boys basketball coach. And now when one door closes, another one opens. And Candy and I and the kids are going to take you up on that door opening in Sioux Center, all right?
I can't wait to have you guys up there. It would be great to have your kids up there. And thank you, Chris, for everything. I mean, we've had a lot of fun together over the years. And, you know, just our conversations, our families together. And but look forward to the future, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's words from Beavers, I'll still call him BVU men's basketball coach Brian Van Haften, soon to be the new Dort men's basketball coach starting on Monday of next week. Interview right here on StormLakeRadio.com.